Episode 79, A Breath of Fresh Air.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy day, ladies! Oh my goodness, I hope you are having an amazing week. I hope it's going so well. And if not, maybe this little chat today will give you a breath of fresh air. Because, you know, sometimes with the seasons changing, we kind of get lost in what has happened in the past, because, you know, the weather really does affect our mood. And sometimes I think we just need a change of scenery. We need to have a breath of fresh air. Martin Luther King Jr. says it so well. Faith is taking the first step when you don't even see the whole staircase. You know, I don't know where you are in your walk of life right now, where you are in your journey. Maybe you're seeing nothing but rainbows and unicorns, and that is fabulous if that's what you're seeing, if you're enjoying every moment of it. But some of you may be struggling, and you could be struggling in relationships. Maybe you're struggling in a career. Maybe you're just going through the terrible twos of children and you're like, will they ever get over this? And they're not even to 2 years old, right? Because it starts early on and they don't tell you that in your life manual. You know, they don't say, well, terrible twos really starts at 13 and a half months old. Yeah, it just depends on the child. Everything is dependent on your little baby. And so I know with me going from one thing to the next and many projects, you know, I wear different hats and I'm trying to do different things and reaching out to people and being all that I can be. You know, sometimes I feel like Uncle Sam, that old commercial, you know, where he says, you know, be all that you can be, and then points to you and say, you know, we want you. That's kind of sometimes how I feel. It's like everybody is drawing all my energy, all my attention. And I'm sitting here going, whoa, wait a minute. I need to focus on what I have on my plate, the goals I had set. Remember way back when, almost 4 months ago, I set these things called New Year's resolutions, or maybe you set them actually, instead of using that term, you set them as goals, or you took your dreams for the first time and said, you know what? I'm taking them off the back burner and I'm taking one thing and I'm going to set it in front of me and see what happens. Maybe you've been trying to do something now for 3 to 4 years and you're just not getting it. And you're like, this is the year. And now April is around the corner. Easter is so close. And spring is just a blink away. And you're like, where have I gone? I don't know what I'm doing. I need a breath of fresh air. Yeah, we do. And especially as women and dads, you do too. I mean, come on, get real. A lot of you dads are doing this. Some of you are single dads. You know, you have children and you're dealing with being a dad on your own and not having that double commitment there to parenting, which is a struggle. I mean, that's a struggle in itself. So, and moms, you too. I mean, for the longest time, I considered myself a single married mother. That was a title I gave me because it was that. It wasn't that I couldn't depend on my husband. I couldn't depend on his schedule with what he was doing. He had no control over his schedule. I definitely didn't have control. So I felt like a single married mother. Yes, and it was in those times that just you needed a breath of fresh air. And what can you do to do that? And maybe that's where you are right now. You're like, I'm drowning where I am. I want to have spring break, but you know, we're on spring break or it's coming around the corner here next week. And I need a break, but at the same time, we don't have the money. We don't have the funds. What do I do? I'm feeling just beyond drained. And it begins to pull on your emotions. And you know what? That's real feelings. And it's very important to acknowledge those feelings. The catch is in being healthy with dealing with those feelings is knowing how to move on. Faith is taking the first step when you don't even see the whole staircase. It's stepping out. It's being bold, okay? It's being intentional. Whatever word you want to throw at it, it's being different. And it's not being someone who's just going to sit back and do nothing, because that's really the easy way out. It's real easy for us to say, you know what? I'm just going to kind of go with the flow on this one. And I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to take any action directly related to what I know needs to happen. Sometimes you got to look deep inside and go with that gut. So what are you feeling now in the situation that you're at? Think about it for a moment. I know it may bring up some discomfort here, maybe actually some pain, but where are you right now in the situation that you're in? I want you to bring that to the forefront of your mind, okay? What would give you a breath of fresh air? What would allow you just to kind of breathe deep in it and say, oh, there's hope. I can actually get there. Well, you know one thing, sitting on the couch isn't going to get it. Maybe it's simply you need to read a book. Maybe it's something new. Maybe you need to start having more positivity in your life, okay? That you probably have heard of the saying that you are the sum of the five most people you hang around with. So think about those five people. Are they adding to your life, or are they taking it away? Now, obviously, that you can't count your children, okay, because they can take a lot more than they can give at times, okay? But when they give, it's like 200 times fold. You know, they just, oh, they replenish that bank account so quickly, but they can zap it too. Literally and figuratively, okay? But so think about those five people that you hang around with the most. Maybe they're draining you so much that you need to say, I need to find someone to hold me accountable. I need someone to kind of push me along. I need that breath of fresh air. Maybe it's the music you're listening to. As simple as music. You think, well, I don't listen to things. Well, let's go to hard rock for a minute. When you listen to hard rock, is there anything, a lot of it, real positive in hard rock? If you begin to break it down and slow it down so you can understand it, yeah, not so much. There's a lot of music out there that isn't really lifting your spirits. It's dragging you down. Now, there may be some great pumping music that you like to play when you work out, and that's great. But if you start to break down those words, they start to speak to your subconscious. And you don't know it. Yeah, deep within your soul. And so even when you're sleeping, it affects your dreams and how you're feeling. You need that breath of fresh air. You need that positivity. You need to become optimistic. And one way to do that is, I did it this morning. I went out early and I went for a walk. Now, it's actually dropping in degrees here. We had a wonderful day of about 80-some degrees. And I was like, oh, yes, it's coming. Warmth is here. And now we're back down to freezing again. And I'm like, no. But I knew that if I got out and got moving, it would totally change my perspective. Nature has a way of doing that. So wherever you are, okay, it's going to take one little thing, nothing major, nothing that's going to be cost you even any money. In fact, I would encourage you just to walk. Get out in nature. Go outside. If you don't want to walk, just go stand outside, okay? And breathe. Get a breath of fresh air. I would encourage that walking, though, because it really does do your mind and body and spirit so good. It does. It feeds that soul. There's something about nature. Listening to the birds sing. I can remember a few days back, there was this cute little, I don't know if it was a finch. I'm not big on birds as in what they are, but I love to watch them. They fascinate me. How they move, where they go. The direction. I mean, they can change direction so fast. You know, when you're driving, I watch them, and sometimes, you know, they come in those big swarms of them, and I'm just like, oh, where are they going to go to next? And all of a sudden, it's a switch, and I'm like, whoa, what happened there? Yeah, sometimes that's like our life. But this little bird was sitting on our deck, and I mean, it was just a little thing, probably no more than about 3.5 inches tall, the cutest little beak, and nothing, I mean, didn't have bright color, so I'm assuming it was a female, because why God made birds that are females that don't have the bright colors? I mean, come on. That's a question I'm going to ask him when I get to heaven, because I think us females should have bright colors, right? Don't you? So anyway, so I'm looking at this little bird, and he's just adorable, or she's just adorable sitting there. And I'm just watching her, and she's starting to chirp and open up her mouth, and she's stretching out her wings as if this is my time. This is it. I get my breath of fresh air. I finally don't have to be hunkered down. And maybe that's where you feel. You're trapped and hunkered down. You know what? Have faith and take that first step. Go out with a breath of fresh air. Find it, whether it's in a book, whether it's actually walking out in nature and literally bringing in that fresh air. Take a moment. Maybe if you're in a heated argument or you're going through a heated discussion with maybe your children or even the one you love your most, your husband, your spouse, your significant other, step away. Don't continue it. All it is it's just eating you both up. Step away from a moment and go get a breath of fresh air. Sometimes we just need that. We do. And so I want to leave you actually with a kiss today. I want, you know, sometimes these sessions here on our Tuesday, Thursdays is really just an upbeat to uplift you. I want you to have that breath of fresh air, but I want you to go about it. And I want you simply to do it by this. Change the scenery. I want you to change your scenery. Get out of your house, okay? I'm not giving you permission to go spend money, but go walk in the mall. Maybe you just haven't done that. Just walk, okay? Allow yourself to breathe deeply. And I've said it multiple times, but breathing is so important. And really taking a breath of fresh air will do your body good, okay? Don't allow yourself to feel trapped. And don't use the excuse of being on the couch and saying, I'm just going to roll with it. Because you're better than that. You can have an amazing week, even where you are right now. And you can even make it more amazing if you're having an awesome one. So go out, take advantage of your life, of being great. Become your best selfie. Go grab that breath of fresh air. Because remember, faith is taking the first step when you don't even see the whole staircase. I know you can do it, okay? You're going to finish this week off strong. You are going to soar. And with spring around the corner, why not soar with a huge smile on your face? I love you so much. You go out and make it a great day. I can't wait to see you on the other side. Loves and hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.